Hey, this is Philip Dewberry from Addison Baptist Church. I'm the associate pastor and just wanted to talk to the children for a little bit. Since we're not having our services today, we're doing everything online. And anyway, hope things are going well for you in quarantine and hope you're keeping all your social distancing going and everything. It's a difficult time, a very unusual time. And so if you need anything, if you have any specific needs, feel free to contact the church and we would be more than happy to help you out with anything you need. But I just wanted to bring you just a really short little devotional today. I was thinking about people in the Bible who were having to spend a lot of time waiting on something and maybe in a not too comfortable place, and there's actually quite a few of those types of stories in the Bible. And I'm going to go with a really obvious one today. We're going to be talking about Jonah. I got my whiteboard here, so there it is. So this is the book of Jonah. This is in the Old Testament. If you want to follow along, we're going to be looking at chapter 2. Most of you probably know the story of Jonah. He is a prophet. I'll draw a little. There he is. All right, there's Jonah. And he's supposed to be going and telling people about God. God comes to him and says, "I want you to go to Nineveh and go tell them about me." And instead, Jonah goes the other direction. God says, go this way. Jonah says, nope, I'm going the other way. And he ends up getting on a ship. And draw a little ship here. All right, so they're in the ship. And they're out there, and a big storm comes. And all the people say, "Well, what's the storm here? We're all going to die in this storm. It's a terrible storm." And they start trying to figure out whose fault it is. And it comes out that it's Jonah's fault. They say, "What's your story, man?" He says, "Well, I'm actually running away from my God, and it's not just a regular God. This is the real God that created everything." So then they get really, really afraid, and Jonah says, "Well, here's what you need to do. Just pitch me overboard. That's what needs to happen." And they pitch a bunch of other stuff over first, but then finally they say, "All right, we'll do it." And they pitch him over the side. And as you probably know, once he gets in the water there, there is a big fish or a whale that comes. And eats him up, swallows him. So now, normally, this would be the end of the story. Oh, well, he was eaten by a whale. The end. But that's not how it works out in this story. And I got my Bible here. So this is what happened. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. All right, now, we don't need to talk about whether this is a whale or a fish or whatever. In the New Testament, it talks about a whale. And all of those classifications happened many, many years later. So people sort of thought about animals in a little bit different way back then. So it doesn't really matter. It probably was a whale. I do believe this is a real story. It really did happen. And there are actually real stories of this happening to real people since this. It's not very common, obviously, but it does happen sometimes. So there he is. He's in the belly of the whale. Let's see if we can kind of draw that. So if you've ever seen Pinocchio, he gets into the belly of a whale for a little while. And so there he, let's see, he's just going to be kind of crouching in there. Probably not a whole lot of room in there. Probably some seaweed and stuff, or who knows what was in there. Probably didn't smell very good. And there he is. Probably real dark in there, probably wet. not fun to be wet for a whole long time. Probably cold, dark, bunch of yucky, gooey stuff all around you. Nothing to eat down there. Just a bad place and a horrible smell, I'm sure, the whole time. So there he is in this belly of the whale, and afraid, probably. He's there, he's stuck there, and doesn't know exactly what's going to happen, doesn't know exactly what's coming. He's in a bad way here. And so that's when we get to chapter two. So guess what Jonah decides to do? And this is pretty good advice for us too, because I think a lot of us sometimes, especially these last couple of days, maybe you found yourself being bored. Yeah, so this is a good time to maybe watch some of our other videos that we're working on. And maybe you find yourself being a little scared sometimes. And so what do you do? What do you do in that situation? Well, here's what Jonah did. He decided to pray. Here's what it says. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the belly of the fish. And here's what he said. Here's his prayer. Now, his prayer is a little bit fancy here, but he's had lots of time to kind of think over it. And he probably prayed a lot of other stuff too, but this is the part that kind of made it into the recorded part. He says, I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. Talking about going down into the ocean. All your waves and your billows passed over me. Then I said, I am driven away from your sight, yet I shall again look upon your holy temple. He said, well, I do believe that God will get me out of this. And one day I'll get to go back to Jerusalem and see the temple again. The waters closed over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped about my head. See, there's those weeds we're talking about. At the roots of the mountains, down under the ocean, I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. What I vowed, I will pay, or what I promised, I'll pay to you. And this last thing he says, salvation belongs to the Lord. All right, so that's what Jonah prayed. And maybe he's writing this down afterwards. I don't think he had any paper or pencils or anything in there in the belly of the whale. But later on, he was able to kind of reflect on that and remember and write that down. Some of the things that he prayed about. But why? This is a bad situation to be in. And maybe we find ourselves in kind of a, maybe not in the belly of a whale, maybe not quite so uncomfortable. I mean, most of us have games to play and movies to watch and stuff like that. Jonah didn't have any of that stuff. But maybe you find yourself just kind of at the end with maybe you've played all your games, maybe you've watched all your videos and you don't really know what to do with yourself. Yeah, that's a common feeling. Well, what did Jonah do? Well, one thing you could do is you could pray and talk to God about it. Why does God put us in these situations? Well, I think maybe he can teach us some patience. Sometimes it's good to just learn to be patient, learn to wait for a little bit. You think, well, what's the point of that? Why do I need to wait for things? But it's good to wait. It's good to sit and think and not just always be distracted, but to sit and just think a minute and remember how things are. Remember that there's a God that cares about you. Remember that there's other people that are depending on you to do some things for them and that you can do some kind things for. So also you can think about trusting God. I think God wants us to trust Him, especially in times like this, where we don't exactly know what the future holds. Maybe mom and dad are having trouble figuring out where they're going to go to work or something like that, or maybe there's not quite as much food at the grocery store. That's some scary things sometimes. And so if you're scared, God wants us to trust Him. It's like Jonah. Jonah's here in the middle of the whale. I'm sure he was very scared. He didn't know if he was going to survive. And there he was 3 days. I mean, think about that. Day one, All the whole day two. Wow, day two. Boy, that would be a long day. And then it kept on going. He thought, well, maybe it would be over by the first day, but it wasn't over. And so he ended up having to trust God. He didn't have any other choice. He wasn't strong enough to get out of the whale. He wouldn't want to do that down at the bottom of the ocean. So he just had to wait. And eventually, God came through for him. He said, salvation belongs to the Lord. God can help us in our times of need, just like this kind of time. God can sort these things out. God knows what's happening in the world. And ultimately, all of that will work out according to God's plan. And we can trust him for that. And finally, when Jonah got out of the whale, guess what he did? He went to that place that God told him to go to. And for us, I think after we've maybe one day when all of this is behind us, and maybe while we're still in it, while we're waiting, while we're being patient, while we're trusting God, God has some things for us to do for other people. So think about some people in your life maybe that you can help somehow. This might cure some of your boredom too. Think about maybe some grandparents you could write a letter to or draw a picture for and mail it to them. No harm in mailing something to somebody. You can still do that. Maybe you want to pick up the phone and call somebody or text somebody, communicate with your friends. Maybe there's some errands you can run for somebody, or maybe you can help somebody that has some trouble with their yard or something. There's all kinds of things. Maybe your neighbors need some help. You don't need to violate your social distancing that you've got worked out, but maybe there are some things that you can do for other people. And I think God wants us to do those things. Yeah, Mrs. Dewberry was reminding me that this is not the first time that our church has had to face a great pandemic like this. Back about 100 years ago, there was another great pandemic with this, another kind of flu that was over the whole world in 1918, and many people died from that, and other people had to be quarantined and displaced. And it was kind of a similar situation, maybe even more serious situation than what we're facing. They didn't have as many medical options as we do. And yet, this church was here and they ministered and they did what they could for this community. And I hope that we'll continue to do that. And I hope that you'll continue to look after the folks around your house and around your neighborhood as best you can. And maybe that'll give you something to do as well. But let's be sure that we're trying to trust in the Lord during this time. If you're just sitting around with nothing to do, why don't you say a prayer to God and ask him to help you, ask him to give you something to do, ask him to take care of you, and maybe you won't feel quite so bored or quite so scared or uneasy about the future, knowing that God will take care of us. All right, well, I will leave you with that, and thanks for watching, and God bless you.